We made it, my fellow Americans. The great God of the universe, the God of all energy and life itself, allowed you and me to live the wonderful year 2018 and come now to what may be the greatest year ever, year 2019. Thank God for life, don't you think? And what a year it has been, the year 2018. There were wars and rumors of wars. There was political unrest everywhere. There were violent, lawless reactions to the election of President Trump, and the Republicans fought the Democrats, as usual, in Washington. There was a change in the United States Supreme Court, two of them appointed by President Trump. And terrorism, at work, and always present, and always threatening. And radical Islam, ISIS, and even lone wolves continued their murderous assault on civilization. What a year. The Constitution, and especially the First Amendment, were further weakened and attacked. Freedom of religion became less free. Academia turned further progressive, even radical. Sanctuary cities grew up in so many places and still exist. The rule of law, constitutional America, became much less so. Americans grew angrier, polarized more than ever, seemingly we the people, hopelessly divided. There were red states and there were blue states, not 50 American states. The United States of America became the divided states of America. We were not one nation, indivisible, but rather a nation divided in so many ways. The divisions grew deeper, and the anger and mistrust increased. So many of us felt helpless, did you? In so many ways. I know I did. Our lives, 330 million of us, seemed ruled by 535 people, the House of Representatives, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and, of course, the President. And it mattered only what they wanted and what they thought, not what we wanted or what we, the people, thought. The swamp dwellers, as President Trump called them, ruled the day and ruled us. Not what America is supposed to be all about. But this time of year calls all of us, my fellow Americans, to reflect upon the world, our country, and ourselves, the bad and the good. The end of the year asks that we think back, consider carefully what happened, and especially evaluate our own lives. Year-end asks that we carefully consider the problems we have faced, how we have contributed to those problems, and how we can do better, and how we can correct them in the new year, and not repeat them. The new year asks us to carefully reflect upon the potential, the opportunities which we will have in the great year 2019, and we will have them, and we should take advantage of them. The opportunities which we will have in the great year 2019 will be special. Stand up and make them count. No matter the world, we should think in terms of how we can change our lives and grow and protect the freedoms we enjoy to do that. And to resolve that we, with the help of God, can and will change, and change for the better. Will you do that? The year-end asks us to make resolutions, resolving that we will be better, that we will do better mentally and physically and spiritually. Can you commit to that? That we who are people of faith will grow deeper in that faith, share it, and never, never allow anyone or any government to take it from us. The new year allows us to better band together and fight the fight of faith as brothers in Christ. And we should look the world over, my fellow Americans and Christians, for ways to help our spiritual brothers and sisters whose lives are in danger every day. And perhaps that would have us resolve to spend more time in the study of the Scriptures and all things spiritual. We now have the clear opportunity to both appreciate and participate in the opportunities we have to engage in prayer, in meditation, and in thoughtful analysis. We have the opportunity which 2019 brings to reorganize our lives, reprioritize our values, make better use of our time and our abilities, and money, and money. And perhaps a New Year's Eve without parties and champagne, spent in reflection and resolution. Perhaps that would indeed be of far greater value. What do you plan to do New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? But no matter the negative in this world, there really is so much positive, so much good at work. We need to see that and know that. When times are the darkest, the love of the gospel shines brightest. We who are Christian can rejoice in our faith and revel in the love of Jesus Christ. For that love is the greatest force on earth, the greatest. Enjoy it more and share it more. Share it with everybody every day. And we can take comfort in the fact that America is on the grow economically. There are jobs to be had, financial gain for family and ourselves, with greater opportunities for those who are willing to work. We can participate with President Trump and resolve that we will do our part to make America great again. And that should allow us to re-examine one of the most important things in life, and that is giving. Giving. A productive life can allow us to rethink and reinvest our time, our expertise, and our money. All three. Time, expertise, and money for the benefit of our families, our friends, our community, and our great country. We can resolve to do more. We can once again embrace the words of President John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I love those words. Absolutely selfless, and exactly what America needs so much more of today. And we can do more for our church, and for needy citizens, and for our family. A resolution to spend more time with our family, and to challenge ourselves, as Kennedy asked, to determine what we can do to make all things and all people better. That resolution should be first priority, for it gives focus and meaning and energy to a changing life in 2019. And let us resolve, my fellow Americans, that we will stand up for the truth. The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We get so little of it from a biased media, from news sources, which have turned into public relations machines, and move us into the era of what some call the time of post-truth. Oh, what a sad era, if that is so, for America. Post-truth. Where there is little fact, but only opinion, distortion of events for political and social purposes. We should stand against that crippling trend and demand the truth, for it is only the truth that will make us free and keep us free. We should require a new accountability for word and deed, especially in the areas so important to our great country. The media, academia, and Hollywood. We should demand higher standards from all of them. Do you do that? We should do our best to stimulate helpful dialogue and get away from rank argumentation. We should generate new respect for others and other points of view. We should learn better how to make friends. And Scripture indicates at the same time we stand firm and convicted with respect to what we believe, what we know to be gospel truth should never be compromised. Academia thrives on true diversity, that is, diversity of opinions and thoughts and beliefs and values. All should be heard without restriction so that the truth will prevail. You and I can contribute much to making that happen. We can demand change. We can hold all who communicate accountable for truth, including our churches, our pastors, and those who would lead us spiritually. We should demand the truth. The Church of Jesus Christ suffers because it continues to be secularized, a slow but sure wandering from the fundamental principles of the faith and the gospel. The change that really matters, the spiritual change offered by the gospel and the Christ of glory, must be prioritized, so that the revival which America desperately needs can truly begin in the great year 2019. America was founded upon the principles, the ethics, and the values of the Judeo-Christian faith, and that is being eroded daily. Is it ever? And even as it is time to make America great again, so it is time to make Christianity great again, don't you think? Aren't you willing to step up and participate in that great effort in the great year 2019? Such an effort really needs you now more than ever, and it needs all that you can do, your time, your expertise, and your money. Be ready, now more than ever, to invest that time, your precious time, and your expertise, what you know and what you can do well, and any money you have to give to those causes which will make America great again. So, back to you and me. We should resolve to spend more time in prayer and meditation. We should wait upon the Lord. We should be patient. We are admonished as Christians to pray without ceasing. Do you do that? There can and should be constant fellowship with the Lord, asking, thanking, praising, searching for direction and leading. We can wander around in 2019, or we can follow a godly path laid out for us if we search for that with all of our heart. God has a special plan and a special path for you in 2019. Do you know what that is? Then ask, and it shall be given. And as we do, we should remember the words of 2 Chronicles, which reminds us to turn away from wrongful conduct, and to pray, and to seek, and to humble ourselves. That humbling of ourselves may be one of the hardest things to do. Can you humble yourself before man and before God? All four of those admonitions in 2 Chronicles are necessary. They are preconditions for the will of God to be known and for the unleashing of the power of God through the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that would be a marvelous resolution 2019, don't you think? So, my fellow Americans and my fellow Christians, people of faith, resolve to turn and to pray, and to seek, and to humble. Humble ourselves, all of us, before this all-powerful and all-loving God. There abide in this world of ours three things of first priority. We are taught that by the Apostle Paul, and that would be faith, and hope, and love. Faith, and hope, and love. Let us seek them with all of our hearts. So we, the resolving people, should determine to grow in that faith, walk in that faith, and have our life guided by that faith. And we should share that faith with others. And we should always be in a state of hope, should we not? There should be a wonderful expectancy of marvelous godly things to come in 2019. Hope for the present and hope for the future. The God of all controls, directs, and asks that we participate in His divine plan. No matter the things of this world, there is always hope for the better, and there should be no fear, especially of death. For the person of faith to live, as the Apostle Paul so well said, is Christ, Christ. And to die, says the very same Apostle, even death itself is gain. It's gain. Nothing to fear by dying. And then there is love, the greatest of all things, the greatest force in this world. That would be love. There's nothing like it. It stands alone. It stands alone. It melts away everything. Love humbles the ego even as it fills the heart. Love motivates us to share, to give, to help. It makes our lives all that life should be, all that it should be. So perhaps the most important resolution for the great year 2019 is this. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength. That you should do first and foremost. And then you should love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor as yourself. Those are the great commandments. Everything is summed up in those commandments, and all else in this life derives meaning from them. The love of God is there for you to claim now more than ever, now more than ever in the great year 2019, so please do it. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and I, its president, Don Crawford, wish you and yours a very blessed, prosperous, and happy new year. You live here and now, and in this great new year, by the grace of God. Thank Him for that, and resolve that you will take full advantage of the opportunities given and the great possibilities which are yours. Start, my fellow Christians and my fellow Americans, start January 1st to make a better life, and do so each and every day thereafter. Make every day of the great year 2019 productive and loving, and may you truly have a joyful and happy New Year.